The U.S. Army's 1st Cavalry Division has broken ground for what's being described as Iraq's first modern landfill. It is the crown jewel of a wider effort to build an effective system to get garbage off the streets in Baghdad. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Two little boys in shorts and flip-flops wheel a cart that is as tall as they are down a street in Baghdad's Al-Rashid neighborhood. Garbage litters much of the open ground in this mixed-income area, but the boys are steering their load toward a new three-walled cement bin. It's one of 600 built as part of the effort to create a complete trash collection system. There's not much garbage in the bin. There is trash all around it. The boys take a few steps out onto the garbage and add some rotting food to the pile. Captain Patrick March is a soldier working on the area cleanup project, which includes the $25 million landfill. He says the biggest challenge is changing how people behave.
It's changing how the people look at trash. Right now, they just throw it outside on their neighbor's lawn. If they believe that trash is dirty and it carries diseases, they'll be much more cooperative with working with a system that's efficient like this.
U.S. officials say the landfill brings benefits in addition to hygiene. Building it will provide much-needed jobs, at least temporarily. 2,000 Iraqi laborers will be hired for the next couple of months. But budget details show a complex story. American officials allocated the $25 million from Iraqi oil earnings. Just over $3 million goes to overhead, quality control, and the fee for the prime contractor, the American-British joint venture Fluramec. Equipment, such as bulldozers and a landfill liner and control system to keep groundwater clean, will use up much of the rest of the $25 million. Around $1 million goes to pay those 2,000 workers hired for the initial labor-intensive part of the project. Officials say they're overhiring, trying to create as many jobs as possible. The end result, says Colonel Steve Lanza of the 1st Cavalry Division, will be what's needed, a place to put the garbage and a system for Iraqi officials to run.
They will have a brand new landfill in the southern portion of Baghdad, and that will really drive them to actually have a place to take the garbage, which will stimulate actually garbage pickup and solid waste management. So I'm looking for this in the next 6 months to be totally functional. By October 31st, they're going to assume total responsibility of this, which is a good news story.
But Lanza agrees that putting a system in place is harder than making it work. Plenty of neighborhood residents are angry that garbage collectors demand payment from them. It's deeply ingrained corruption, says Abbas Tahir, a local Iraqi official in charge of sanitation.
There are a lot of complaints from the families. They say it's the same now as it was before. The driver will take about 20,000-30,000 dinar to pick up garbage, and that's in addition to his government salary.
That tip for garbage service is between $10 and $20. Tahir says it means more garbage collection in wealthier areas and doesn't stop drivers from dumping trash in nearby empty lots. He's not sure how to overcome the problem. Colonel Lanza hopes having a system of bins to put garbage in and a landfill to take it to will make enforcement easier and lead to a change in attitude.
What we're trying to do is not only give them a better system, but to break through the corruption and then reinvigorate a system of public service.
In routine conversation, Iraqis are more likely to volunteer complaints about a lack of security, electricity, or jobs than to gripe about trash piles in their neighborhood. This new landfill is expected to be ready to accept some trash this fall. It should be completed in about a year. Emily Harris, NPR News.